You're with SBS Radio.
Yeah, it was an amazing part of Prince William's trip. He broke a 70-year taboo of members of the British royal family officially visiting Israel this week. He visited Yad Vashem, and quite an emotional experience for him. He said, "It's impossible to comprehend this appalling event in history, the Holocaust," and he wrote a message, of course, in the guest book. He also visited Tel Aviv Beach. He took a stroll. He played soccer with Jewish and Arab children in Jaffa. He had a tour of the Old City, the Kotel. And he also went to the Mount of Olives, where his great-grandmother is buried, of course.
Yeah, that's a very interesting story. I mean, she, Prince Alice, she saved Jewish life in Athens during the Second World War.
Yeah, she's a righteous among the nations. And even President Reuven Rivlin, Israeli president, gave the prince a special task to be done if he chooses, to deliver a message of peace to his Palestinian counterpart, Mahmoud Abbas, in Ramallah.
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, it seems that Australian Jewish leaders welcomed the appointment of Yitzhak Herzog as the leader of the Jewish Agency.
That's right. So Zionist Federation of Australia President Danny Lam said Herzog, with his long-standing Zionist background and understanding of diaspora communities, which of course we are a nation of, and his centrist approach, is the right person to take the Jewish Agency forward to face the many challenges ahead. Herzog addressed the opening plenary of the Jewish Agency in Jerusalem shortly after his election, and he said, "A Jew is a Jew is a Jew, no matter his denomination or the type of kippah he chooses to wear or not to wear on his head. So I promise," he said, "to work hard to promote Jewish unity and to partner with the Prime Minister and the government and the diaspora to achieve this crucial goal." Of course, the selection of Herzog was also welcomed by politicians from the left and the right in Israel, who described him as the perfect choice. Avi Gabay, chairman of the Zionist Union, said he was the right person to build Israel diaspora bridges. And on the right, the Minister for Diaspora Affairs, Naftali Bennett, said, "I'm certain that Herzog will be able to create a true bridge between us and world Jewry."
It's a very important appointment to be the leader of the Jewish Agency, because it comes into contact with Jewish diaspora all around the world. And from what I understand, Herzog will visit Australia next week, so we'll have a chance to meet him and talk to him. The outgoing chairman, Sharansky, also congratulated Herzog on this new appointment. Mazel tov to Isaac or Yitzhak Herzog. And we're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, it's quite interesting. A federal seat renamed for Cooper. Who is Cooper and why it was renamed after him?
Yes, so William Cooper fought very hard to improve Indigenous rights. He was an Indigenous man. Most notably, he visited Melbourne's German consulate back in 1938, just weeks after Kristallnacht, to present a letter of protest from his Australian Aborigines League about the anti-Jewish pogroms that had swept Germany and Austria on November 9 and 10. But he was actually barred from entering the embassy. But as you can see, he did so much for the Jewish people, even though his own community had many problems. And in fact, they weren't able to be part of the census or to vote, let's not forget. So the Executive Council of Australian Jewry has commended the renaming of the federal Melbourne seat of Batman to be called Cooper. The president, Anton Block, said, "William Cooper holds an esteemed place in the hearts and minds of our community and will never forget his singular act of bravery and humanity in standing with the Jewish people as our darkest hour approached and when others remained silent." And of course, Cooper's grandson, his own grandson Alfred, also known as Uncle Boydie Turner, said he's absolutely over the moon.
We're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, talking about the Jewish community. I thought something really interesting in the Australian Jewish News about recognizing our future leaders.
Yes, so this is always a lovely annual event, and an important one too. It's organised by the JNF and B'nai B'rith, and it's called the Jewish Changemaker Award. And it specifically shines a spotlight on 60 young Jewish nominees aging from 14 to 18 and 18 to 36. A lot of them are volunteers who spend hours every week helping the Jewish community here or organizations that support Israel, and also organizations that for a variety of causes in the broader Australian community, non-Jewish community too. This awards night this year was held at Maroubra Shul in Sydney. Just a quick mention of a few of the winners. The adult section, young adult section, main winner was Lexi Cowell, who is a former Audrey's National Vice Chairman, Chairperson and Victoria President, currently chairs the Audrey's International Program Subcommittee. And some other notable winners, Jordan Epstein, who is the president of Alpha Epsilon Pi, which is the Jewish organizations around the world based in university campuses. Talia Fagerman, who is a pro bono legal worker who helps Jewish women to obtain a get, which is, of course, a Jewish divorce.
Well, this is the next generation, the future of the Australian Jewish community. We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, before I let you go, there is a very interesting play that is going to be staged from the 5th of July to the 22nd at the Eternity Playhouse in Darlinghurst. And the director is a well-known director, Moira Blumenthal. The name of the play, The Man in the Attic. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it's very, very interesting and intriguing because it's about a German couple who deceive a Jewish man who they are hiding into thinking that the Nazis have won the Second World War. And incredibly, this is based on a true story. The Man in the Attic, produced by Shalom and Moira Blumenthal Productions, won the Patrick White Playwrights Award in 2007 about this couple who they find a Jewish watchmaker and jeweler on the run in the forest, and they decide to shelter him in their attic. But the couple's seemingly virtuous act is not solely done out of the goodness of their hearts, the audience finds out. They take advantage of a fragile situation for their own financial gain, and the couple put this Jewish person to work to repair watches and clocks to sell on the black market. It's already an intriguing narrative, but it takes another shocking twist when liberation is declared and the couple makes a firm decision to tell their charge that the Nazis have won before keeping the Jew as prisoner for their own self-interest. So director Moira Blumenthal asks, what would you do? What would you be a bystander, or would you actually help? The couple have to keep the fake news going. The situation gets worse, and I guess you'll have to find out what happens in the end by seeing the play.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much, and have a great week.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.